Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, I'm going to get out in front of this. Greg has his top 12 teams. These are a snapshot in time. Not where the rankings will be at the end of year, but what has happened so far this season. Greg, take him to it.
All right, so we're in week 6 now, and there's a lot of data volatility going on with early season results here. Part of that, too, is the extra bye week. An extra Saturday here in the calendar means teams have an extra bye week. It's happening early, so teams are cycling up and down the rankings. Overheard a little birdie before the show asking, when does this become normal? My smarmy answer would be, does it ever? This is college football. But my true response to that would be, there are resume-boosting games, some separator games this week and next. Then I think we're going to see the rankings settle in. So let's start here with number 12, starting from 12, counting up to number 1. Number 12 is Alabama. A remember us game? On Saturday, that's 10 of 11 against Georgia. And they don't even have a, well, that was Saban excuse because DeBoer's now got the last two in this series.
Ooh, wow, hitting it early.
And they got the Greg Pond game of the week here. They are hosting Vanderbilt, who is 21st in the rankings. 5-0, Vandy. The SEC, it's a bit of a grab bag right now. There are 11 teams in the top 30 of Greg Pomm, and this is two of those 11 squaring off. It's a revenge game for Bama. It's a validation game for Vandy.
And on the subject of Alabama, they are the current betting favorites in the SEC, but it is a wide-open conference.
It is. You mentioned 11 in the top 30 of Greg Pomm. How many Big Ten teams in the top 30? I don't know if you... I'm asking questions that no one has answers
Classic.
For. Yeah.
That is some math.
Okay, we'll come back
we
to
can
it.
Circle back.
We can circle back at some point. And I asked a question about, you know, when does this normalize? Because I do know that, obviously, early in the season, non-conference games, all of those things kind of throw this up. And as we go, I do think we will start to see it, quote-unquote, normalize. Not that it's going to match the coaches poll or the AP poll or the college football playoff committee, but it does become much, much similar.
Yep.
Number 11 is one of those Big Ten teams, John, so you can start counting. It's Oregon, 5-0. First win of note they've had Saturday night. Now, they're getting those Penn State wins. We've mentioned earlier Penn State's wins don't currently have a lot of weight to them. So when you're Oregon, bank the win, let the Penn State wins accumulate, you'll get more opportunities. And the big opportunity they're getting is a bye week, and then Indiana comes to Oregon.
Huge game in 2 weeks. Here's the thing with Penn State, they haven't beat a Power 5 opponent, a Power 4 opponent yet this season. So when they do, it's going to even reflect better on Oregon's resume.
Quick note on Penn State's schedule. It's either tomato can or powerhouse until late November for them.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Number 10 is Georgia Tech. Fortunate to win? Yes. Does Greg Pomm factor in fortunate? No.
No.
I'm happy for that because I would have had egg on my face if I touted their easy schedule last week. They have a bye week before playing Virginia Tech. Number 9 is Oklahoma. Still 4-0. Didn't get paid at all this week. They had a bye week. Michigan and Temple did not play. Auburn lost. And their fourth win is FCS Illinois State. You don't get residual wins from that. So the key for them, survive without Mateer with a broken hand. Michael Hawkins Jr. will be the quarterback playing. He did play last year where they had all those injuries at wide receiver. Seven games last year, 120 passes. So there's some experience they have.
And I think this is where we will see some volatility. And if they can just keep the ship afloat without John Mateer, the big question is moving forward, it has nothing to do with Greg Palm right now, is will he be back before the Red River rivalry?
Probably not. That's right after Kent State.
A couple weeks. Yep.
Number eight is Miami of Florida. Quirky schedule that they have here. They're going by Florida State, by. The mega game nature was taken out of this game after FSU's loss to Virginia. But the stakes here that we still have for Miami, they can essentially knock Florida State out of the ACC race early with Miami undefeated. We just mentioned Georgia Tech. That's putting Florida State behind the eight ball in the ACC.
Got to have a game this week.
Mm-hmm. Number seven is Missouri. Wins against Kansas and South Carolina. They're going to start getting SEC tested here. A lot of teams to sort through, like we've mentioned. They just beat UMass. So, of course, after you play UMass, what do you need? You need a bye week. Number six, Iowa State. 5-0 after a convincing win over unbeaten Arizona. BYU and Arizona State are on the horizon for them. They do not play Texas Tech or Utah.
Driver's seat for the Big 12.
Yeah, and they start off the season with that win over Kansas State, who was ranked at the time, but they're not getting much from them, are they?
No, but Kansas State did just win this past week, so it is something for them.
Okay.
Number five is Illinois.
What?
4-1. This is a reminder. Margin of victory or defeat has no impact in the rankings. So,
lose by
53, win by 2 on the last second field goal, it's all the same. They beat previously unbeaten USC.
Okay, so I know you don't factor in the way you win and lose in terms of how it looks or how it feels, but you don't factor in the margin of defeat at all?
Did you win? Did you lose? That's it.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Hey. Illinois, that's why Illinois is at 5. That's why I said, is this going to normalize?
Well, they'll lose some games and they'll fall down.
Yes.
We shall see. They've got a game against Ohio State later this year. By the way, Ohio State doesn't have a lot of chances.
Well, not later this year. In 2 weeks, they play Ohio State. If they can get through that tough trip to West Lafayette.
The Illibuck will be on the line.
Number four is Texas A&M. Lots of SEC teams to eliminate, like we have mentioned. Aggies did us a favor taking care of Auburn, so we're not going to hear from them again, I don't think. Mississippi State is their next opponent. At Kyle Field, Mississippi State narrowly lost to Tennessee. They beat Big 12 contender Arizona State. So MSU, the real MSU, they are 28th in the rankings, and they are kind of one of these SEC contenders we got to sort through.
Okay.
Number three is Ohio State. 6-6. They've never left the rankings. Knocked off 3-0 Washington last week. Big Ten opportunities are going to be coming. They already had that early bye week. And by the way, Ohio, a sneaky good resume booster for them. They're the highest rated MAC team in our rankings, and they are currently the MAC favorites. Ohio State's hosting Minnesota this week.
Yeah, I think a lot of credibility for Ohio State going out west this last weekend playing Washington. I know there wasn't a number next to Washington, but that was an undefeated team.
Washington's a good team.
And that's a good team. And Ohio State, their final drive of the first half and their first drive of the second half were statement drives, and they won the game going away.
Ooh, the middle eight. A new coaching point. All right, so if Illinois is number five in these rankings, then the team that beat them by the aforementioned 53 points must be really high in this rankings, and they are. Number two is Indiana. Did not have Peacock available at my dad's house this weekend where I watched college football on Saturday. I would have rather watched this game than seeing the U.S. get bitch-slapped in the Ryder Cup. This team's good. They're getting the boost from Illinois, and we are going to see a triumvirate round robin forming in the Big Ten between Indiana, Oregon, and Penn State. All three of those teams will play each other. The next of those series is going to be in 2 weeks. We mentioned it. Indiana at Oregon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, if Indiana wanna removes the who's the Indiana from this year, well, it's Indiana because of who they're playing in the Big Ten schedule. Eventually, the Big Ten schedule will get tougher. But Kirk Cignetti, the next thing for him is not just to go to the transfer portal to get a quarterback. The next thing is, hey, instead of playing ODU, Kennesaw State, or Indiana State, is put a Power 5, Power 4 team in that non-conference. And then we won't have to talk about, is Indiana this year's Indiana?
And I think that's almost a disservice to Indiana because, to me, it says Indiana's good.
No, that's what I'm talking about. Right. Yeah, so don't play those three non-conference games. Play two of them, but then play one where you're playing against somebody that gives you some credit. Because if they did, I don't think we're looking at them as number two. I think they're probably number one in Greg Palm.
Well, number one is pretty exciting. Hottie toddy, gosh almighty. It's the Ole Miss Rebels. That is two wins over undefeated teams in back-to-back weeks. And Tulsa won again on Saturday, by the way. Shout out to Trinidad Chambliss from D2 Ferris State right here in Big Rapids, Michigan. He played in a crowd, played in front of a crowd larger than the previous 2 years of home games at Ferris State combined.
Yep.
Ole Miss's next game, they have a bye week, and then the EA Sports rando-generated scheduled game of the year, Washington State at Ole Miss on October 11th.
In the month of October, they'll face Georgia on the road and Oklahoma on the road. It's going to get tough for the Rebels. That's Greg Palm. It's 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.